1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And you can submit your questions at hit.com.au and ask Dr. Justin from Nudge Psychology anything you like.
Back again.
Yes. Thank you for coming back in. We didn't scare you off last time.
Always a pleasure.
With the hard-hitting questions. Now, this morning, coming up soon, we're going to be talking about a question that's been asked. Why do I keep choosing the wrong or unsuitable men?
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to get into that one. Mm. But the first one I want to talk about is sleep paralysis. A listener's written in and said they've been waking up in the small hours completely paralyzed. Yeesh. I'm awake, but I can't move my body at all. And at last, for about a minute, I think. Tell me, am I cracking up?
No, got some good news for you. You're probably not cracking up. It's what we call a hypnopompic hallucination.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Say that three times fast.
That's right. With a mouthful of marshmallows. Yeah.
Now, it is called pinning as well, too. I have been heard sleep paralysis because it does feel like something is pinning you down and you can't move.
And, you know, scholars believe that it's probably responsible for a hell of a lot of the myths and stories about alien abductions and ghosts and incubus coming demons.
To be honest, I've had a couple of them so far that I'm like, oh, now I'm just like, take me. Seriously, I'm not trying to fight. I don't want to fight.
Stop messing around. Do what you're here to do.
Yeah, that's right. You get on with it.
But, so what's actually happening?
Well, one of the things we found in a meta-analysis, like a study of all the studies done in 2016, found that it's actually a lot more common than people think. And if you ask people, about half of people have had one or a similar experience. So it's got to do with your dream sleep. So we have non-REM sleep when you're really deep sleep, and that's really important. And we also have dream sleep, REM, rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
Now, if I attached EEGs to your heads and just looked at the brain waves,
you wouldn't discover much from me.
Not much there.
Negative. you owe me brain waves. Are you kidding? But if you do sleep studies, you find that when somebody's in dream sleep, REM sleep, it's very hard to tell that from the waking state of a brain. Ooh. It looks like it's awake, except the patterns go slower.
Oh.
So you're often replaying stuff that happened during the day and strengthening certain connections, pruning out others, doing a bit of a defrag. And the trouble is, we don't want the body getting up and doing stuff at a time like that. So in REM sleep, we've got this clever little switch that totally paralyzes the body. So the rest of the time when you're in non-REM sleep, you can scratch, fart, roll over, do whatever you like. Yeah. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you're in REM sleep, they're going up, system's down, body off, you can't move. Now, sometimes somebody in head office forgets to turn the body off.
Right.
And that, you get sleepwalking.
Oh.
Right. Somnambulism.
Okay.
But just occasionally, especially if you've got a very disturbed sleep pattern or you haven't been sleeping well or you've got a lot of anxiety or trauma or things like that going on, your body can get really desperate for REM sleep. So as soon as you fall asleep, you go straight into REM sleep, which means sometimes as you're falling asleep, which is a hypnagogic hallucination, you can be still awake when your body goes into paralysis.
Yep.
And you can't move.
Oh, so God.
Just still awake.
I'm still awake and you've already turned the body off.
Oh, that would freak me the hell out.
You know? But on the other hand, if you're really anxious or you're disturbed sleep, you can come straight out of dream sleep to consciousness, but they haven't turned the body back on yet.
Yeah.
And it seems as though the hallucinations have got something to do with the body saying, hoi, whoa, 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 a body. We need a body working here.
Yeah. Okay.
And also an anxiety reaction as well. And remembering, you're in the crossroads between dream state and consciousness.
Yep. Mm.
So you tend to see certain, certain themes, like the weight of your own muscles that aren't quite working on your chest.
Yep.
You feel like something sitting on your chest.
Oh, presence in the room. Feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so all those relaxed muscles that are normally tonic or have some motion with your breathing, your body's working against them.
Not demons, it's just your brain.
No, you're quite safe. And what can make you prone to it is trauma or severe anxiety or a really bad sleep pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you've had a really stressful time or your sleep's been really crappy, that can make you more prone to it. If it's an isolated event, it's certainly not a dangerous situation. If it's just an isolated event, manage your stress. Get good sleep. But if it keeps happening, I would see somebody about getting a sleep study done or consulting a doctor.
Mm. There you go. All right. Thank you for that.
So it's called one of the parasomnias or a sleep problems.
Parasomnias. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I've read up way too much into this that I've scared myself. But thank you so much for coming in and clarifying.
Scary, though.
Yeah. Very scary.
Change of speeds, though, up next.
Yes. Now, next we're going to be talking about why someone keeps choosing the wrong unsuitable men.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Scarier than dreams.
Yeah.
We'll do it next. It's Jesse and Jules.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And hit.com.au is where you need to go if you'd like to submit a question to Dr. Justin from Nudge Psychology. And we have him in this morning. We kept him in this morning in the studio to tackle this question. Why do I keep choosing the wrong unsuitable men?
Oh, bad boys.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
We've all been. I feel like we all go through a stage, you know, where where you just go for the bad guy, the bad boy.
Well, you know, there can be a few reasons. And one of them, and the more fun reason, I think, is remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about relationships being a bit of a paradox. On the one hand, you want spontaneity and excitement and a rush.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you want safety and reliability. And often what you want when you're dating, a real buzz and a rush and that giddiness, is not what you want later on.
Yeah.
When, you know, when somebody, you want somebody steady, you know, it's going to treat you nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be able to manage their own emotions a bit sensibly rather than going and, you know, getting written off or doing anything silly.
Yeah.
And so that can be one of the reasons that, you know, so what you're actually looking for a date and a bit of a laugh might not be what you're looking for in a long-term partner.
Yeah.
So why do people make the same choice over and over? What causes us to do that?
There can be quite a few things going on there. But this often has got to do with attachment style. And it's the way you relate and connect to important others in your life. And it's often laid down early in life during your family years. Oh. So often it's got a lot to do with what you think you can expect from the men in your life.
Oh,
right.
You know, and
high expectations.
That's right.
Pay possibly too high.
There's nothing wrong with having high expectations.
Oh, I agree. Thank you, Dr. Justin, for clarifying that.
No, that's right. You know, I think it's good to go out there and say, you want some of this, you earn it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
This don't come for free.
That's exactly right.
Relax, Jesse.
But if you keep falling into those same patterns with relationships, you keep turning out negatively, then I think it's a really good idea to be able to talk to somebody about what am I bringing to this?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it doesn't mean the behavior's okay, not excusing it, but it's very hard to do something new if you don't know what you're getting wrong or what's being unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are therapists out there trained in things like schema therapy or emotion-focused therapy, which deal or interpersonal therapies that help you kind of figure out how you relate to other people.
Oh my gosh, and I didn't know these services existed.
And how you fall into certain patterns. Mm. And we've all done it. We've all got, you know, I've been arguing with this person, but it's going to be different today. I'm going to go home. We're going to be really nice. You walk in the door and 5 seconds later, you're doing exactly what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're wondering why.
Funny. That's mine and Jesse's relationship.
I know.
I was cranky today, babes. I'll be better tomorrow. Come back in.
That's right. But you won't. You know. So all that stuff around family systems. So relationships are a system. And so if you can tweak the way you respond and manage your emotions a bit better, you can make different choices about how they go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Justin, thank you so much for bringing all the advice.
Always a pleasure.
I love it when we get these answers through and I'm just like, we learned so much.
So applicable to me.
Yeah.
It's applicable to everybody.
Yeah.
If you would like to submit any questions to Dr. Justin, hit.com.au. Dr. Justin, thanks for joining us again, mate.
I'll be here.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.